Having the right supplies can be a matter of life and death for doctors and others. The United Nations is appealing for $600 million for more medical equipment, but finding the supplies hasn't really been the big challenge. The trouble has been getting them to West Africa. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
Thad Adkins carefully backs a box truck into a bay at Synergy Health, a medical equipment company in Elkridge, Maryland.
How's it going? Eric around?
Adkins is with the nonprofit Brothers Brother Foundation, which supports healthcare systems worldwide, including 70 clinics and hospitals in Liberia and Sierra Leone. Adkins' pickup here today is 500 to 600 green surgical gowns.
So these are gowns, level 2, 3, and 4 protection.
What does that mean?
So they have a little film in the area around the sleeves and the chest that has an extra protective barrier.
That's important for healthcare workers dealing with the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Adkins says Brother's Brother is seeing an increased response to the crisis.
That's anything from people bringing just like walkers and wheelchairs over now to people wanting to volunteer, stuff like that as well.
Much-needed medical supplies are rolling into humanitarian organizations in the U.S. and elsewhere. But getting the equipment and medicine to Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea is not so easy. Jared Gensel is the director of the Humanitarian Response Lab at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. His group, working together with the Boston Children's Hospital and the University of Massachusetts Medical Center, compiled 9 pallets, or about a ton, of supplies. Protective gloves, masks, goggles and boots, and chlorine to keep the equipment and protective suits clean. Gensel says they're desperately needed supplies.
I've been seeing reports of people, you know, for the mask and the head cover, they've been cutting things out of other materials. They've been fabricating their own personal protective equipment in many cases. This is the kind of equipment that, you know, we can't send too much of this in some ways.
The pallets were picked up by freight forwarders on August 15th, but sat at JFK Airport in New York for more than 2 weeks because airlines had begun canceling their flights into the countries hit by Ebola, severely curtailing the delivery of equipment and international healthcare experts. David Nabarro, the UN senior coordinator for Ebola, says isolating Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea complicates the response.
We do understand why some airlines have discontinued their flights. We understand the fear, but we also believe that through the proper application of precautions when people are preparing to board flights, it's possible to avoid risk both to the airline personnel and other passengers.
Shipping companies are having their own challenges. Eva Cupps is the managing director of Maersk Lines in Liberia. She says increasingly, neighboring countries are turning container ships away if they've docked in one of the countries with Ebola.
It's like dominoes. You know, one country does it, the others, they start fearing the situation, and then they follow right after. We saw first Ivory Coast, then we saw Nigeria, then came Gabon, and then Cameroon, and I think it's not the end of it.
Cup says Maersk, one of the leading shipping companies in West Africa, has had to reorganize its network.
So what we've done now is that we've set up a service that is dedicated to these three countries, meaning that they will only call the three ports and then go back to the Mediterranean where we have our hub.
Cup says Maersk volumes are down about 30%, but she says it's important to keep the company running as close to normal as possible to make sure food and water and medical supplies can reach the increasingly isolated population. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.